This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Y'all sitting up straight? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Glad to be here once again. And hope everybody's doing well.
Yeah, what do you have set for class today? Would you give us a highlight, please?
Yeah, well, first segment, or, you know, as long as it takes, I'm going to give an update from what we discussed last week. I will say I've had a lot of feedback from the class we did last Friday, more than any other class that I've done. So we're going to do an update on the two subjects we discussed then, the rotation in the stock market, and then, importantly, what's going on with 5G. For the balance of the class, we're going to discuss what's going on with big tech, and in particularly, what are they doing with all the new technologies they're getting ready to introduce that the biggest problem, the biggest warning I think we have to make is the surveillance and what it's doing to everybody on the planet, really, our daily lives, what they're intruding into, and is there anything we can do to stop it or slow it down? So that's going to be discussion for the balance of the class today, this morning.
Let's jump right in, please.
Yeah, so stock market. So, man, could we have been more prolific? So basically, we said stay, and again, we're not giving financial advice here. We're basically giving our opinion and analysis of the instructors. We really nailed that one, and I think the warning was good because every one of those stocks that we listed, especially it's on a list of stocks from the so-called ARK fund, those stocks all tanked the whole week, including today. Pretty much every single one of the top 25 was down. And so, I'm not saying that to glout that we were, prolific in predicting it all, but I think if anybody took our advice or can still take our advice, really, it's very simple. It's basically what I'm saying, and people can do their own analysis and figure things out, is look at what's going on in that it's a rotation from stocks that just were pie in the sky, a lot of money chasing them. They were going up really for no other reason than money and momentum. And those stocks, in many cases, in most cases, had nothing really behind them. They were just wishes with high valuations. Instead, money is going into sustainable businesses, many of which have been out of favor for the last few years. In particular, we're talking about the energy industry, we're talking about banks, and we're even talking about things like the traditional automotive manufacturers. I threw out Ford, for instance, which is considered an undervalued stock. Vince, I'll throw you out one interesting tidbit that Tesla is valued more than Ford in terms of market capitalization. So, in effect, if Tesla wanted to expand, they could buy the entire Ford company with every one of their factories all around the world and use it to produce more Teslas. Of course, it's not going to happen for a couple of reasons, but it could happen, and it would just be, probably less than 50% increase in Tesla shares. Much less. I mean, it's hard to say what would happen when they announced it, but that's how crazy valuations have gotten on some of these stocks. And again, Tesla's doing well, but over the past week, as anyone who's followed the stock market knows, there's been a tremendous tanking in NASDAQ. They had absolutely fantastic results announced last night. Stock was up after market. It's up today. And I think that's, you know, it's just a great company, I think. And Tim Cook, who I used to say, hey, he's not the creative genius. He shouldn't be running it. Well, you know what? He's a supply chain expert. And what if anything's important and critical to a large multinational, multi-product corporation right now, it's supply chain. So I think they have the right guy in charge. And as I said, Apple is up today as we speak.
That silence you hear is me biting my tongue. Please continue.
Well, we might disagree on some of these companies, but the bottom line is stay away from the high PE, high tech stocks. In many cases, there is no E. And think about if you haven't already have a percent of your assets in it, look at getting into some, you know, more traditional, in many cases, been undervalued companies. So that's the update there. We'll stand by that. Check in every few weeks, see how things go. But let's talk about 5G, because we were bringing up the problems with interference, in particular to airlines. And, I can say nothing bad has happened. No plane has crashed. There's been no aborted landing. But there is still a hold on certain airplanes landing into certain airports. And the 5G industry, the carriers, have agreed to extend their ban on turning on new 5G transmitters until July around airports and in particular areas. So most of the 5G in these new frequencies did get turned on. It is not interfering with any air traffic. As best we can tell, altimeters continue to work. But as I said, the 5G that were very close to, or in some cases in the airports, because remember they put 5G towers in airports so you can talk on your cell phone while you're waiting for your flight to arrive or take off. So those new 5G rollouts with the new frequencies are on hold until July. More planes have been certified that their altimeters are okay. As I said, it's a complicated, really complicated problem because you have to test really what is the sensitivity to the altimeter being interfered with from signals out of band in the adjacent band. And that really in large part depends on the type of filtering in their receivers that they have. And really to avoid 5G, you've had to put in filtering that were above and beyond the specification for what you needed in the 5G receiver. In the altimeter receiver that could potentially be interfered with in 5G. And Vince, you'll take notice that this frequency band we're talking about, where they're putting 5G, is part of the old 3.7 to 4.2 gigahertz satellite communications band that you and I know something about, because that was the band where most Earth satellite TV broadcasts were made. And that was something that we participated in back in the 1980s. Communications, all the use of video has all moved to 12 gigahertz and other bands. So they've reallocated the 3.7 to 4.2 band to other services. And, of course, because 5G is gobbling everything up, they gobbled up a large part of that 3.7 to 4.2 frequency band, and that's exactly where we're talking about because it's right next door to the frequency band that altimeters use. So there's an update. Nothing bad's happened. They're working on it, and hopefully by summer everything will be worked out one way or another. Either they'll have new altimeters in some of these airplanes or they'll do enough testing to say that there's no problem with the altimeters. So we'll continue to update that as there's more information that we can report on for class.
Yeah, I was just thinking about how we used to have televisions, and we could tune to regular VHF, ABC, CBS, NBC, you know, et cetera. And those frequencies were taken over by the FCC and reallocated. So all of the televisions that had those television tuners with the knobs or the push buttons to tune between channel 2 and channel 12 became obsolete. They had nothing to tune to because the frequency was taken over. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Well, Vince, it's a combination. If you try to use your old TV, it's not going to work. Now, the upper channels were all reassigned. Lower VHF channels, they're still there, but your TV's not going to pick up anything unless you put a converter on it, because all television, and, you know, a lot of people don't know, there's still broadcast television, and it's in high definition, and you can put up an antenna and receive it, but it's all digital. So your TV that you've had, whether it's still sitting in the attic or the basement or whatever, if you turn it on, you're just going to get noise and static. But the channels, the lower channels are still there. I don't have the chart in front of me to tell you where the, you know, which ones. But remember, we had 83 channels, and there's no way we need 83 channels today. You know, how many do we need? 10? 5? In community? So to answer your question, Vince, you were mostly correct, but, you know, it's a combination of most of those channels just literally getting reassigned. And by the way, that's to 5G in many, many cases. And the fact that those channels that remain are all done in a digital transmitting format.
Yeah, what I said was that the tuner of the television is obsolete.
Well, it's obsolete because the channel widths are different. The way it's obsolete in that it's just not going to pick up anything and in the right format. Now, some of the actual channel assignments are the same, but the tuner's not really configured for a digital. You know, the filtering's not right. So you know, I don't want to get too complicated. You know, you can still tune to some of the same channels, but your TV can't do anything with the signal that it's going to, you know, be outputting out of the tuner part of your TV.
Agreed. So what's next on your list? I don't want to hold you up.
Yeah. No. So that's fine. So basically we'll see how things go. Obviously there's a lot more problems with 5G than just the interference to the airlines. We talked about the health problems. I got some feedback from some people in class that said, oh, you know, that's been debunked. Well, it hasn't been debunked. In fact, there's not been enough studies, but the studies, I'll basically say studies are inconclusive, because some studies show there absolutely is health problems with RF energy on the human body, and particularly the frequencies that are used with 5G. And there's some studies that show there aren't. But if some studies show there are, that should be worry enough, just because, you know, you can't just pick and choose and say, oh, these two studies were inconclusive. Well, there's five more studies that were not inconclusive. Now, there's a lot of debate on what's the level. And the way to look at it is you might be more susceptible to getting cancer or having health problems. Doesn't guarantee you're going to get it. It just means your odds are increased, just like when you eat the wrong foods or you're exposed to pollution in the environment. So you really want to be increasing those odds? I don't think so.
Yeah, very well said. I totally agree with that. I totally agree.
All right, so when we come back, we'll discuss Google, Amazon, Meta, and Microsoft.
Yeah, and what about Apple? What about Apple?
We can throw them in.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us, and we've been talking about the stock market update on 5G interference with airlines, etc. And frankly, class, Bert was absolutely right on the money when he said that, why would you increase your chances of getting cancer? Why would you do that with something that you don't need? Makes no sense. Makes no sense. So we're talking about 5G. It's absolutely unnecessary. Bert, back to you.
And I'll just add, think about it in terms of the studies. Do you really think that the 5G carriers and to a lesser extent the manufacturers of the cell phones, do you really think that they're going to want to increase the amount of studies? Do you think on their own initiative they're going to say, hey, let's spend more money on more studies to illustrate and find out what the health effects are? I mean, we're talking about billions and billions of dollars, huge industry, and they don't want to get it shut down. The thing is, though, that I don't think it's going to get shut down, but there's things we can do to make it safer. If you can minimize, I don't think there's any way we're going to stop 5G from rolling out, so forget about that. But if there's ways you can minimize the health effects, for instance, are we really transmitting at power levels that are safe? Would it make sense to lower those levels? Do we really need a 5G microtransmitter in front of every door of every establishment and eventually every neighborhood, maybe even every home? Do we really need that level of transmitters everywhere, especially when fiber optic technology is now very mature, very prolific, starting to roll out as well? And as far as I can see, fiber optics are completely safe, no health effects, and actually higher bandwidth than anything you can do on wireless and not subject to interference. So, I'm a fan of bringing fiber to every home and every business. Even though I work in the wireless field and I think wireless is great, having wireless is as prolific as they're envisioning for 5G, and now, by the way, the 6G is coming. I think we should scale back what our expectations are for covering the planet in more radiation.
Bert, let me just mention this. In 1993, there's an article in the Baltimore Sun, and it says tobacco executives take stand. Testimony denies dangerous smoking. So it says smoking is not addictive. Anyone can quit smoking at any time they want. Smoking does not conclusively cause cancer or any other illness. Tobacco companies do not advertise to entice smokers. That was the sworn testimony of four top executives of American tobacco companies.
Yeah. Vince, so, you want to hear something scary? Is I've looked at a lot of those statements and a lot of the press they were putting out. This is really scary. You could take any one of those statements and change a few words and change it from smoking tobacco to dangers of radiation and dangers of too much RF, and you'd have almost the same exact document because that's exactly the type of wording they're using. Now, I will say this. There's nothing good with smoking. There's no, well, I mean, I think 50 years ago they used to say, hey, it'll perk you up, have a cigarette. But we now know there's nothing positive about smoking. There are a lot of positive things to having a cell phone and having communications. It helps people's safety. It helps put families together and people together. So there's a lot of benefits to cellular radio and RF communications. There's no such benefit to smoking tobacco, at least that I know of.
Right. Very, very well said. Please continue.
Yeah, so on to what's going on with surveillance. So we talked about news stories. So how about this news story? Last month, Meta, which we know is the new name for Facebook, and by the way, don't ask me how they came up with that. I don't know anyone that thinks that's a good name. But Meta, or a.k.a. Facebook, sent a notice to 50,000 of their users to say they've been targeted by surveillance for hire companies. Very interesting. 50,000 users, and if they say 50,000, you know it's probably more. It's probably more like 100,000 or 200,000. They said, oh, we're sorry. We just found out your accounts have been spied on by commercial surveillance for hire companies. Wasn't well publicized, obviously, to say, but they went out and alerted 50,000 users, as I said, probably more, that their accounts were compromised.
All right, spied on. Right back. Dump Facebook. Let me say it a different way. Dump Facebook.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A call between President Biden and Ukrainian President Zelensky on Thursday did not go well, a senior Ukrainian official told CNN. Amid disagreements over the risk levels of a Russian attack, a Ukrainian soldier was speaking with NBC News via a translator.
We're in good spirits, and we have no problems.
The White House, however, disputed the official's account, warning that anonymous sources were leaking falsehoods. They did state that Biden warned Zelensky an imminent invasion is a distinct possibility. An Android phone fleeceware campaign has been discovered that began nearly 2 years ago, involving Google Play Store apps that were downloaded at least 105 million times. Being called Dark Herring, the app sent worldwide users to deceptive web pages that signed the users up for reoccurring charges that averaged $15 per month. Thanks for listening in a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Justice Stephen Breyer announces his retirement this summer from the Supreme Court of the United States.
And I thought about what I might say to you, and I'd like to say something I enjoy is talking to high school students, grammar school students, college students, even law school students. And they'll come around and ask me, what is it you find particularly meaningful about your job? What sort of gives you a thrill? And that's not such a tough question for me to answer. It's the same thing. Day one, almost, up to day, I don't know how many. But what I say to them is, look, I sit there on the bench, and after we hear lots of cases, and after a while, the impression, it takes a while, I have to admit, but the impression you get is, you know, as you well know, this is a complicated country. There are more than 330 million people, and my mother used to say it's every race, it's every religion, and she would emphasize this, and it's every point of view possible. And it's a kind of miracle when you sit there and see all those people in front of you, people that are so different in what they think, and yet they've decided to help solve their major differences under law.
Four NFL teams remain in the Super Bowl hunt. The two games will be played on Sunday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
DC,
you're for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert's with us. Back to you, Bert.
Yeah, so a lot of people don't know this, and this is, I found actually this quite interesting and disturbing at the same time. There is an entire industry of companies that you can, well, you wouldn't or I wouldn't hire, companies that can be hired to spy on people. And basically, if you're a human rights activist, if you're in an opposition political party, if you're a critic of a government where you reside, if you're a dissident, even if you're not living in the, you know, your country, if you're, you know, for instance, let's say you were a dissident in China and you're living in the U.S. now, whatever. There's actually not just a company, an industry full of companies that can be hired to spy on people, and unfortunately, it's come out how extensive this is. Do you want to know some of the names of the companies? They're kind of weird names. Cobwebs Technologies.
Yeah, we certainly do.
Cobwebs Technologies.
What was that?
Cognite, Black Cube, Blue Hawk. The companies, thank God, they're not United States-based companies. I don't know if we have laws against it or they just don't want to do it in the U.S. because we're a little more observant of these kind of things. But they're based in, you can probably guess, two of these three countries. They're based in China, they're based in India, and they're based in Israel. And these companies get hired to basically report back to who paid them on what people are doing, what dissidents are doing, what someone who's come out against human rights abuses by a government. You know, Facebook is kind of embarrassed now when they realize that's been going on, and they're trying to block these companies from getting in and monitoring accounts. But you know what? They'll just start up as another company, or you know, that's not good enough. Now, there is something you can do in your Facebook account where you can prevent only people, you know, how you have likes and people that you've allowed into your group. You can have it so your account is only, and what you post is only viewed by your friends. Now, that's not the default. So a lot of people don't know the default is everybody can see everything about anybody who hasn't said limit it to my friends. And can these companies get into it even if it's for friends only? I suspect they probably have ways to get into your account even if you say post for friends only. But, there's an entire industry of private surveillance firms offering services to governments. I assume it's mostly governments. I guess it could also be a corporation that they want to target these people and surveil them. And it also includes, you know, journalists and, you know, anybody who a government decides they don't like and they want to keep track of and find out what they're doing and where they are, you know, obviously with a goal to cracking down on these people. So it's absolutely horrible. And, you know, Facebook is saying we're going to try and stop it, but good luck. I mean, how important is that to them to stop it? I don't know. Now that it's getting publicized, maybe it will be more important. We'll see. So, Vince, if you want to see how bad things are, you can look at what's going on in China. And that's probably the worst in terms of human rights and being tracked digitally. So have you ever heard of the Health Code app that China has?
Yeah, please share that with us, Bert.
Well, it's supposed to be for COVID, but really it goes beyond that. So everybody in the country is required to download the Health Code app. You have to. So basically this app, it's supposed to be just for making sure you haven't got COVID, or if you have, to alert you. But what it does is track everything you do and everywhere you go and everything you buy. So to give you an example, you go into a store and you buy cough medicine because maybe you have an allergy or cold medicine. Maybe it has nothing to do with COVID, but the app will track that, flag it to a I don't know if it's a computer or a machine or a database or, you know, what fanatical, you know, thinking is behind this, but it'll trigger an alert, and then somebody will contact you and say, why are you buying this cold medicine, and what is your temperature immediately, and potentially say you have COVID and you have to stay at home or whatever. But this Health Code app is going to morph into way more than just COVID. I mean, it's going to mission creep to think about it. If it's tracking what you buy and where you go and actually forcing people, so if they think you've just bought this cold medicine because you might have COVID, you're required to immediately take a COVID-19 test before you can go anywhere. You have to immediately go and take a COVID-19 test and not go anywhere else. So that's just one problem. And could that happen here? I don't know. I hope not. But it's going on in China right now. Every single person in China is required to have that app. I mean, is that crazy or what?
Well, I don't have that on my phone. because I don't have a phone.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that would work. If I suppose everyone in China has a phone, but you would imagine there has to be some farmers and peasants who work out in agriculture who don't have a phone, don't need a phone. They're still working in kind of the jobs they've had for hundreds of years working on farms. Why would you need a phone? So I don't know the answer to that, but I guess they're probably forcing you to have a phone. It's just crazy. So, basically you go and buy cold medicine and the police are alerted and within 5 minutes of you buying that, a neighborhood committee knows that you just bought it down online or at a street address. And if you don't immediately take a COVID test, you have to self-isolate.
Let me read you a sign that's posted on the doors at Walmart in Canada. This is a sign that is a Zero Hedge reported this. Notice, now this is what the sign says, quote, on the doors of Walmart in Canada. Quote, notice, starting January 24th, due to government mandate, we will ensure that all customers 13 and up are properly vaccinated when entering the store. And it shows a smartphone, and it shows the code that you can, prove that you have been vaccinated. So this is happening already. Now, you are allowed to go into a Walmart if you're unvaccinated. However, you can only go to the pharmacy and you can only buy certain things, and you will be escorted by an employee to make sure. Let me just read this. Zero Hedge. On Monday, Quebec's draconian new vaccine passport law for unvaccinated people went into effect. Unvaxxed people will be denied entry to big box retailers unless they shop for food or visit the pharmacy. Even then, they will be under the supervision of an employee to make sure they don't buy anything else. Quebec expanded the vaccination passports to enter all businesses with a surface area of larger than 16,000 square feet or more, except for groceries and pharmacies. It's in place right now. Okay? It's here.
Yeah, it's totally crazy. A lot of people complain about what we have in this country right now. But, Vince, if you look at how countries have reacted to COVID across the globe, the U.S. is actually one of the more free. And I'm talking with a wide swath here, and, of course, it varies by state. But amazingly, countries like Australia and Canada have cracked down on your liberty way more than most of the United States. And how people in those countries put up with it, I don't know. But it's scary for how the world may look in another 10 or 20 years. Hopefully there'll be enough people to say, hey, we want our liberty. One of the things that may do that is when we see that countries and states and localities that have put these strict laws in effect have had no lower rates of COVID than places where they had little crackdowns or places you can't go to. Sweden being the best example. Sweden closed almost nothing, and they have COVID, but it's no worse than anywhere else. In fact, it's better than a lot of places because the COVID virus was able to spread relatively quickly because they didn't keep people from mingling and going places, and that created some immunity. So, but the main factor is the Swedish economy was not affected. Now they get drawn down by the rest of the world economy, so they're buying less Volvos and other things like that. But just look at Sweden of all countries. Everyone says, Sweden's a socialist country. I'm sorry. But you know what? They sure observe personal liberties, and Sweden did not crack down. They did not close schools. They allowed people to still go to restaurants and go to shops, and their economy has done just fine. eventually realize that and hopefully say we don't want these crazy rules that we can now see haven't really done anything except increase the government's ability to, oversee everything we do.
What about the additional spying that's going on? Are you going to be sharing information about that too?
In this country, or?
Well, yeah. Let's concern ourselves with the United States for now.
Yeah. Well, obviously, we're being tracked, and can it be any worse than the FBI announcing that they're going to crack down on school board members who speak up at a school board meeting, and the FBI is going to divert their domestic terrorist division to investigate mothers and fathers that speak out in school board meetings? I mean, can it get worse? Well, I guess it can get worse than that. But so the government is tracking what you're doing. There's certain things that trigger it. So most people probably, if you're not in some organization or depending on what you post on Facebook, most people maybe are not in their surveillance net right now. But I don't really know. I don't know how that extends right now. Do you know? We can guess. I guess we need some whistleblowers.
No, we just had two of them. We just had two of them in hour number one of this class today about what's happening in the hospitals with the shot. Yeah, we have. So, yeah, more whistleblowers.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into like an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Got a couple comments about what you said, Bert. In my opinion, it's just my opinion, the coronavirus is the largest boon to the surveillance state and surveillance industry. Curbside pickup. When you go to buy groceries and you don't want to go in the store because of the genocide, you can order your groceries online and you can show up to the grocery store or supermarket, give them a call when you're in line, say, I'm here, and they'll bring out your groceries. But they're paid with a credit card. So everything that you purchase, the quantity, what you purchase, where you purchase it, how often you purchase it, it's all in the database from your credit card. And, of course, the store has their own database of those purchases. What you look at on eBay, Home Depot, etc., on your computer or your phone is tracked. So if you look at an item and you say, I want to buy a battery charger, and you look at it and you say, they'll send you an email later on saying, y'all looked at this battery charger, you want it because now it's 7% off. So where you buy gasoline, there are cameras, there's facial recognition, there's the credit card that you use to buy the gasoline because it's too inconvenient to pay first, pump the gas, and then go back and get your change if you don't have a credit card. So you're being tracked by your phone calling pattern. And the big state knows who you call, who your friends and family are. And within three telephone calls, even if you have a burner phone or a brand new phone, they know who you are by the three phone calls you've just made. Three.
Yeah. You know, okay. Vince, do you know what FISA Regulation 702 is?
Please share that with the class, Bert.
So under FISA 702, and it keeps getting renewed, it's, it should have been just for a year or two after 9/11, but the government can tap your phone, listen to all your communications without any court order, and the only way they get around that is if you have anything to do with anything that can be remotely called foreign intelligence. And to give you an idea, let's say you're a commodity trader in oil futures and you talk to somebody in Frankfurt, Germany, or maybe Paris about commodities and financial trading. Well, that's good enough. So on that basis, they can actually tap all your communications. When I say tap, what happens is it goes into a massive computer storage, and in some cases they actually intercept the fiber optic lines. I know they do this at the AT&T building in San Francisco. They immediately go into a CIA computer, and then they output it, and all that data gets analyzed, and if you're one of the phone numbers because you had something to do with some foreign government or foreign intelligence or somehow related, and it doesn't have to be, Russia or China. It can be France or Germany or Lithuania or United Kingdom. They're allowed to spy on you with no search warrant, and computers. Now, it's so massive, all the data and phone conversations and emails, that it's analyzed by computers. So the computer will go through it first and then spit out for a human to look at anything they find interesting. But you can be censored. If there was a, another USA Prepares Bureau in Frankfurt, Germany, that you were communicating to, that might be good enough for them to start spying on all of the communications that's coming out of your studio. So it's really, what they say is, anyone that has a foreign intelligence interest. Now, how broad is that? Probably as broad as they want to make it, right? And so you're being spied on. It doesn't mean that you need a court order. That's for criminals and stuff. But under FISA 702, pretty much anybody can and probably is being spied on right now, and your data being analyzed by government computers. Probably what we're talking about right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure of it. So here's a thought. So I believe that the number one key to people being tracked would be their smartphone. Number two would be their computer, you know, what they search for and what they look at on their PCs at home. Number three would be their credit card and credit card history and purchases. Number four would be the satellite tracking system on vehicles that are 2000 and newer. You know, with that little tiny antenna on the back, right by the rear window, that little thing, that little stub that sticks up, looks like a little vertical wing, maybe 3.5 inches tall, that satellite tracking antenna. So the phones are tracking, the smartphones are tracking where you are. They know your movements, and that's how the police find people. You know, people go on the run, the police go to track them, they go, oh, he's right there, he's right there. How do they know? Because people keep their phones with them. It's unbelievable. So how do you get away from this? I think it's using paper and pencil. Don't use electronic banking. Don't use electronic filing. Don't use a smartphone. Use cash whenever possible. And stay home.
Yeah. Let's talk more about this next week.
Yeah, let's do that. Bert, thanks so much for sharing your expertise. I think of all the broadcasts that Bert Bertonis has done, this one has been your finest. No kidding. Well done, Bert.
Thanks.
I'm proud to call you my friend.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.